NPR wants to queer youth, date yourself, redefine sex. Sexually transmitted diseases are not dirty. By Penny Starr on July 6, 2022. National Public Radio, NPR, used July 4 to broadcast a segment about queer sex education, which promotes masturbation, redefines sex, and denounces the terrible lie that sexually transmitted diseases make one dirty. The story is part of the left-wing media's Life Kit series, which it describes as service journalism. This report is titled, The Importance of Inclusion in Sex Education. NPR framed the story by connecting it to Florida's parental rights in education law, which it called the Don't Say Gay legislation. More than a dozen states have proposed similar bills, the NPR host said. This could affect what students are taught in sex education. For NPR's Life Kit, Lily Garros explains the basics of queer sex education. The NPR reporter interviewed a sexuality educator, who also founded and performs at a venue called Vulgar in Mexico City. One of the awesome opportunities about being a queer person is that we may not be as entrenched in some of the gender narratives and roles that can be kind of prescriptive around sexuality, Milena Gioconda Davis said. So I think it can be a really amazing opportunity for us to explore our sexuality outside of those norms and patterns. And Milena Gaze encourages you to create your own definition of sex, the reporter said, using the sexuality educator's stage name. For me, it would be, like, pleasure-oriented experiences or interactions that involve some sort of arousal. You know, that doesn't mean that it has to end in orgasm, Davis said. The reporter then advances the idea of dating oneself and masturbation. All right, y'all, the reporter said. Our second takeaway is get to know your body and discover what pleasure feels like to you. So why do we even have sex? Well, for one reason, many of us enjoy the pleasure it gives us, right? And one of the best parts about it is that we can access a lot of that pleasure on our own. So set the mood, just like you might for someone you're interested in, and have a date night to yourself. Explore every inch of your body. And the report includes downplaying the dangers of sexually transmitted infections and the unfair stigma and terrible lie that these diseases are dirty. I think the biggest thing is that STIs make you dirty, which is just a terrible lie, Davis said. And also, I think the other one is, like, if you get an STI, your sex life is over. Like, no, most STIs are curable or treatable. And it doesn't have to be, like, this mark of shame. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.